हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। दिस श्रद्धानंद हॉस्पिटल वी हैड नेवर थॉट दैट वी विल टेक इट अप एंड इट जस्ट स्टार्टेड कमिंग ऑन इज ओन अकॉर्ड टू अस बिकॉज आवर पेशेंट्स वर गेटिंग ऑपरेटेड हियर दे वर ऑल्सो फ्रॉम दैट विलेज एंड अराउंड सो मेनी पीपल वेयरिंग गॉगल्स सन ग्लासेस वूज टू बी मूविंग अराउंड इन दैट एरिया यू नो and they would be we would be holding camp and we would be operate them and bring them back and send them all those things we would do. So there is a Bombay Medical Aid Foundation hospital called Shraddhananda Swami Shraddhananda Hospital, which is run by Bombay Hospital people. And Swami Shraddhananda was one time operated by our sir Dr. Saxena, CVTS, you know, open heart surgery. So that time he said ki I have a place where I do my bhajan and lot of space is there, why don't you do some medical activity. It's like in those days it was like very in village. I mean, if you go to Vasai, I also have relatives in Vasai. If I were to go to Vasai, I mean, I'm going a very far distance in deep inside Papadi and you know all those places. Like it's a task to reach there, and it's like hardly anybody's on station when you get down. Like that arrangement used to be there. So he said, I have a place there, why don't you start something. So then Dr. Saxena got motivated and he opened the hospital there. So eye center was there and a general hospital was there in a one corner of the big property of Swami Shraddhananda Shankaracharya. Everything, big property is there. Like it's a hillock, you have to climb, and it's a nice hillock, and at the end of the hillock there is a hospital, and all the hillock is filled with trees and ancient temple of 11th century and one gufa where Swami Shraddhananda used to perform his bhajan tapasya. So then Bombay Medical Aid Foundation did open the hospital there. But it is like, you know, when we were students, our sir was young, kind of 50 or 45, and now he became 86, 87. And all his colleagues who are trustees of that place are also 87, 90, 91. You know, like we meet people who are trustees now, like all the skin is hanging. Everybody is like that, whomever you meet. So then gradually they could not go there far distance like that and continue their attention there and energy there. So like becoming like defunct, not exactly defunct, but almost defunct. In that process, when they were thinking, "Kya karne ka iska abhi?" So they saw the patients with black goggles moving around. So they inquired casually, ki, "Where did you go operated?" So they said, "Bhakti Vedanta Hospital." "Are, so far you go?" "Yeah, they are coming here regularly holding camps." That's how they approached, and then they came to know ki Dr. Sankhe, St. George's student, PG student of pediatrics, is also director over here, and sir was in actually St. George Hospital. That's how the talk began. Then we said we have no interest, we have so much work here that we don't have power, manpower and money and anything to do. So sir, we can't do anything about it. And then still they kept on pursuing, and we kept on saying no. Then they made one as a plea only, written plea. And we said these conditions are not, we are not able to accept, you know, we are not, not possible. So, it's like I remember, you know, like Bhakti Sant Saraswati is told by his father Bhakti Vinod to go and take Diksha from Gaur Kushi Babaji. And he is going every time saying no. Second time he is saying chant 1 billion numbers of the holy name, go. Second time he is saying you are educated, I am uneducated. Aisa karke every time he rejects, aisa hum log har time pe we are saying no only to something.
1 million he chanted.
Yeah, 10, 10 billion names. Of course, not that time. That is a different story. But he did some vrata also. After 1 year, he came back again to tell him.
1 year he chanted.
Yeah, 1 year he chanted. Some fixed number of rounds, you know. So, finally, they changed their application, I mean, their request letter, to all conditions favorable to us. Le lo. Upar se paisa bhi le lo. To renovate the place, we'll fund also. You please run it. Then we said, "Theek hai, chalo, we'll take it up." But we said, "We'll not take everything up." But there is a hospice there. There is a general hospital there, and there is another building side mein of the eye hospital, independent. So we said, "We are okay with eye. We have a team. We can run the eye show." So we took up eye did yagya, and we took up the eye hospital, and within 1 month. It did so well that it broke even, and it also took out salaries of everybody.
One
they had thought, in first month only, so they had thought ki we should budget for depreciation, you know, like what you call deficit budget bolte usko. This we had made for 3 years for this hospital. We have to plan for that deficit, ki deficit hone wala hai, so we have to fund it and accordingly wait for that 3 year to establish. So wo unhone bhi rakha tha wo sab deficit budget and everything, but in first month only broke even and we paid salaries of everybody, and it's like, so they said, really, tum log, why are you trying to wait for 1 year? We said ki we'll look for 1 year only, run this hospital for 1 year and then we'll see to continue or not. So we did so well that they said ki sir kyun aap log ek saal rukte ho, 3 mahine ho gaya tha, ye le lo 70 lakh rupaye aur abhi wo hospital bhi chalu karo renovation. Because before that we renovated the eye hospital, equipped nicely, apne color bill sab de diya, and in 3 months time they gave another 70-80 lakh rupees and said ki please renovate the hospital also and take it over. So before that scheduled 1 year got over, actually 1 month before the 1 year, 11th month I did second yagya to inaugurate everything. So everything, so within 11 months we did 2 yagyas and we took over the whole hospital. And in the process, when we took over the eye hospital, we came to know that it's not ordinary place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has visited that place. When we went back to history, we came to know so many things. The Mahaprabhu came and took bath there. And there's supposed to be a temple of his Charan Kamal also, which we are not able to locate still. But there is a place where his lotus footprints are there also, in Nirmal. And the village is called Nirmal, and the sarovar is called Nirmal Sarovar. And it's a semicircular pond, huge pond, where the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath. There's another kund is there, semicircular, across, exactly opposite, where Lord Shiva killed Bimalasur and threw his body in that kund. So it's both sides surrounded by ponds. There's a hillock in between, and there's a hospital and temple. It's a very beautiful natural place. Very, very beautiful. You go and stand there now, it feels so amazing. So come during daytime, don't come in night time, then you can't see anything. 4:30 if you reach there, you can spend few minutes going down and seeing the whole pond. And we have gone all the way across the pond also. One day, sometimes we stayed there over many times. In the early morning, 5 o'clock, went around the whole village. That means we are on this side of the pond and we went on that side of the pond walking, morning walk. Pura ghar pe, it's complete village, it's not, no connection with Vasai, Bisi, kuch nahi. Opposite side another pond is there, where Bimalasur was put. So we thought ki, we didn't approach or we didn't struggle to get that place, it just came to you. With funding and with everything, abhi beg kar rahe hain, please, don't give it up, don't give it up. They are still funding it.
It is Mahaprabhu's gift.
Dekho na. In fact, now you will be very surprised to know. Except Barsana and Vrindavan Hospice, not a single place we have worked hard for getting it. Everything has come on its own accord only. Well, our policy is not to expand and have chain of hospitals and we have the funds and we have that vision and we have to flood the whole thing with the hospitals here and establish ourselves, conquer everything. That's not our goal at all. We are happy even doing whatever we are doing. P.V. Doshi Hospital also, I say it is there much before we came here. Not even before we came, only a small place we opened. Only for 3 flats and 12-bedded nursing home. It's a very chintu place. Before that, 10 years P.V. Doshi Hospital existed. And by the time we flourished and we came here, P.V. Doshi was almost like closing down, Out of 4 5 floors building, only one floor mein something is going on. Some minor, होता ना वो गांव का पीएचसी तो कैसा होता है कोने में, वो तो भाई डॉक्टर आता है आधा घंटा बैठे चला जाता है, ऐसा ही कुछ मिनिमल चल रहा था. एंड द बिल्डर वॉज वॉन्टिंग क्या करने का बिल्डिंग का अभी, आई वॉन्टेड टू डू सम सर्विस हियर. द बिल्डर इज फ्रेंडली विद हर्ष गोविंद प्रभु, द बिल्डर ऑफ राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गिरधारी मंदिर, ऑल्सो प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ राधा गिरधारी मंदिर, द सॉलिड रॉक लाइक डिवोटी हु एक्चुअली कम्स एवरी मंगल आरती एवरी सिंगल डे फॉर लास्ट 15 ईयर्स. So he are their friends, the builders. So he suggested, क्या अरे शैलेश भाई दिलेश भाई भक्तिवेदांत को दे दो आप, वो उसको चलाएंगे संजीवनी कर देंगे उसका. तो ही सेड ओके, So then we had meeting with him and he said, take it over. Free of charge. No rent, no deposit. Plus he gave funds to renovate the place. Only one condition. Seva karna chahiye achhi tarah se. I want service to be done. That's all. No, that place can fetch anybody about 10 lakh rupees rent per month. About few lakhs of maybe crores, 1 crore of deposit must be given to that building. The whole building is totally free. Then afterwards, we did so well there also because we moved our community fully there. Whatever little department of community, we had few clinics and everything, we just moved over there and everything was like eye surgeries were shifted over there. Everything was, within no time it flourished like anything. Full patients all. So then we have now, we have extended to have 2D go, extended to have this, extended to have come out of the building and extending further. We built something else at the gate, we built, or offices, something else here we built. And then further we want to conquer terrace, everything, chal raha hamara plan. Because there's one need, that is full Prabhuji. I mean, the ward was created, then off-cell side department created, then this created, then 2D eco, the nursing college shifted there. So many things. A dead place become vibrant within no time. I can tell you, I'm telling you because I was witness to all these activities. And I know, as soon as Shraddhananda proposal came, I went there with Vishwas Dubey, apna Brajpati Prabhu. And believe me, what kind of vibration was there? Dull, dead, you know. You don't feel enlivened, you know, when you go to that place. All paint gone, kala ki zaga, ashi. Prabhuji, when we worked on that, then we went again to see, wow, it like full of energy, you know. Mahaprabhu's energy is entered. Same thing with Pivudoshi also. I felt so despondent when I went to Pivudoshi Hospital. I saw, you know, depressing kind of atmosphere was there. फिर ब्रजपति प्रभु अपना हाथ चलाया उसके ऊपर पूरा चमका दिया उसको कंप्लीटली शाइनिंग एंड वी डिड यज्ञ देयर द प्लेस इज सो वाइब्रेंट यू नो वी डिडंट डू मच स्ट्रक्चरल चेंजेस वी जस्ट पेंटेड वगैरह फोटोग्राफ लगा दिए साउंड सिस्टम लगा दिया यज्ञ किया फर्स्ट क्लास सो वी कैन सी दैट हाँ वी कैन सी दैट वी आर नॉट समथिंग लाइक मिरेकल मेकिंग पीपल ओके बट एज सून एज डिवोटीज गो समवेयर ना थिंग्स चेंज यू नो Along with devotees, Krishna also comes. Phir wo rat laake khada kar diya. You know, like all those standard things that we have. Yes, I have.
Maybe spiritual department activities.
Hai na? Everywhere. We don't take it up only. See, apna first condition is that we'll come to you only if you are ready with this. You can't say, hai, chalega nahi, we are not interested only. Apna wo kya karna hai? We don't have any profit mind. We don't either make any profit also. We are not business kind of people, na, ki yahan se kitna nikale ga, itne jagah hai to 10 lakh to mahine mein aana chahiye. Aisa hamara calculation hai hi nahi. And then we thought ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful in giving that place. Us place ka itihas aisa hai. Abhi kya batau aapko? Itna hum log abhi Hindu log itne kya kehte hai usko? Kya khud ko gaali dena chahiye achhi tarah se. We are so pathetic about ourselves only. We have no respect only for ourselves. We have no dignity only. We have no self-respect. You have koi bhi gali dega apne dharm ko, chalta hai apne ko. Anything is fine. You know, you apna humna tha apne kamra chakar dokar bandhu. Kya problem nahi apne da. We are okay. So, one time when Lord Shivaji, apna Shivaji Maharaj was there. Shivaji Maharaj was the creator of Navy. The naval concept was Shivaji Maharaj. So, he created an army. Sorry, not army, navy, in the Vasai dock, Vasai ocean. What is Vasai famous for? In Vasai was a coast where Shivaji developed his armor. There was armor no takadis. There was armor, manje, there was to be only sainya bal, paidal sakto hota, ani ghodeswar, ani hattiswar, baki anki kai viman no hota. So first time Lord Shivaji Maharaj created armor, manje navy. Imagine, that whole concept he established. So, Shivaji Maharaj said, there was a kill, there was a kill. Vasaila. it's now a tourist spot. It's a very beautiful fort. We have to go and visit that on the bank of the ocean. A beautiful strategic location. So Shivaji Maharaj had a foothold there, strategic hold. And then because of Shivaji Maharaj's presence, Hindutva was restored and encouraged, and Hindus were having dignity. The whole Vasai was developed by Shivaji Maharaj, and only Hindu Rajya was there. And gradually Shivaji Maharaj left and everything, British came over, and British came over for what? In the name of little business they came, but they came to conquer and convert. That's what they came for. And through medicine and through education, they conquered everything, right? So Vasai Prabhuji, Firbi was a very staunch Hindu fort. Even Brahmins were there, who were maintaining the religion and people's dignity were there. So one time, one young, 30 year old Christian missionary boy, you can say boy only, he came there, dedicated single person, unmarried preacher of Christianity came there. And from 25, 30 years of age till 70, 80 years of age, he lived there, preaching. And he could not convert a single person into Christianity. He only attempted. But Chikati Marke, he stayed there only. But he couldn't convert a single person. That was kind of stronghold of Hinduism was there. Because of Shivaji Maharaj's influence and the legacy and the culture and everything. One fine day, this class I would like to give tomorrow, but I cannot speak. So one fine day, that fellow died because of old age. Abhi somebody dies, suppose we alone, he is not having husband, wife, you know. So you feel that we should at least do his sanskar na, kam se kam. He was a Christian, so that four young men, enthusiastic boys, young boys, they came up and they did the burial of this Christian missionary. So dafna diya unhone. तो क्या हुआ, जैसे उन्होंने उनको दफनाया पूरा गांव में हल्ला मच गया. या चार मुलांनी या क्रिश्चन मिशनरीला इथे पुरलं, सो बहिष्कार करणार आहे त्यांच्यावरती, अबॅन्डन देम, डिस्कार्ड देम. अभी वो बोले, सर हमने कुछ नहीं किया, हमने क्रिश्चन नहीं बने, हम लोग खाली उसको बोला ये मर गया तो क्या करना है उसको, वो तो कुत्ता बिल्ली तो है नहीं, वो दफनाना चाहिए, तो हम लोग दफना दिया उसको. नहीं नहीं, क्यों किया तुमने ऐसा, धर्म विरोधी कार्य किया, ऐसा किया वैसा किया. वो पंचायत बसली, लोकल डिस्कशन, दिस दैट, यू नो, और कैसा था गांव में, कैसा रहता ना. तो उन्हें ना एंड तक हाथ पांव पढ़ के भी लोगों को समझाया, अरे हम लोग ने नहीं किया कुछ, वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन क्रिश्चियनिटी, आर यू फंडेड बाय हिम, और ही हैज गिवन मनी टू यू, और आर यू वॉट एवर, ऑल काइंड ऑफ स्पेकुलेशंस वर देयर. एंड दिस पुअर फोर यंग सिंसियर फेलोज, दे स्ट्रगल्ड अ लॉट. But even after struggling for a long, long time, these Hindu Brahmins finally succeeded in abandoning them. Bahishkar takla chavati. You cannot be any more Hindu. Or something prayaschitta was given to them, something heavy prayaschitta. Manje kaya? Ek liter ukalta tup pyaycha. Manje kaya? Marun jaycha. What else? That's the only prayaschitta was given to them. Toh phir olo satak gaya apka dimaag. Itna sab पाँव पढ़ के भी, रीड करके भी, ये लोग मानते नहीं है क्या, इतने कर्मण ब्राह्मण. सो दीज फोर पीपल वेंट एंड बिकेम क्रिश्चियंस आउट ऑफ डिसगस्ट, एंड दे डिड सच विगरस प्रीचिंग दैट टुडे होल वसई इज क्रिश्चियन एंड ओनली यू आर माइनॉरिटी देयर. दिस इज द हिस्ट्री ऑफ वसई. सगळ्या बायका साड्या घालणाऱ्या गावांमध्ये आल्या काही दिवसानंतर, घराघरासमोर क्रॉस, ते असं ना, ते व्हाईट टाईल्स आणि एक क्रॉस उभा असतो बघा, सगळ्या घरासमोर क्रॉस, सगळ्या बायका गाऊनमध्ये, सगळ्या बायकांचे कुंकू निघून गेले, फ्रॉक घालायला लागल्या बायका, आणि घराघराच्या बाजूला द आयडॉल अँड द डायरम ऑफ जीजस क्राईस्ट अँड यु नो जीजस क्राईस्ट होल्डिंग असं, मदर मेरी होल्डिंग अँड मे जोसेफ अँड जीजस अँड ऑल दोज थिंग्स आर ॲट एव्हरी डोर स्टेप. Every doorstep is a cross. Like you have Tulsi, there is a cross now. This is what we are.
एवढे कर्मचारी काय उगाच आपलं काहीतरी करत असतात. सो व्हॉट हाऊ मच इट कॉस्टेड अस इमॅजिन. बिकॉज दिस सी यंगस्टर्स ना, यू कॅनॉट हर्ट देअर फिलिंग्स एनी टाईम. रिमेंबर वन थिंग, यंगस्टर्स दे आर व्हेरी सेन्सिटिव्ह अँड दे आर व्हेरी हाय एनर्जी पीपल. इफ यू रिअली हर्ट देम ना, यू कॅन दे कॅन गो टू एनी एक्सटेंट. दे कॅन दे हॅव एनर्जी ना, दे हॅव पॉवर. सो आउट ऑफ डिस्गस्ट अँड आउट ऑफ रिव्हेंजफुल माइंड दे वेंट अँड बिकेम क्रिश्चन्स अँड दे केम एज मिशनरीज इन द सेम विलेज. ओके, आपने मुझे निकाल दिया ना, आय एम नॉट बिलॉंगिंग टू एनी मोर, आय एम अ डिफरंट स्टेटस नाउ. यू आर रिजेक्टिंग मी, रिजेक्ट मी. आय एम नॉट एनी मोर बिलॉंगिंग टू यू, आय एम फ्रॉम डिफरंट दिस थिंग नाउ. वाय बुद्धिझम स्प्रेड लाईक एनिथिंग? बिकॉज अवर हिंदू पीपल, अरे वो बुद्धिज्म, वो भंगी आया उसने ये कुएं का पानी लिया, अरे उधर बैन कर दो उसको वहां से. अरे वो घर पे आया और उधर उसने आलू के बोरी को हाथ लगाया, उसको मारो, उसको पिटो, उसको जाके उसको यहां से अंदर आने देने का नहीं, उसको बाहर ही खड़ा रहने का, हाथ लगाने का नहीं, हाथ लगाया तो स्नान करने का. ऑल दिस थिंग्स नो, डिमीनिंग पीपल ऑफ देयर डिग्निटी, डिसग्रेसिंग देम. यू नो, यू मे बी अ भंगी यार, बट you have some dignity as human being na. You cannot be constantly condemned. We are not gulam like South Africans. They also had dignity, finally they also revolted, but so much condemnation was there na, to this bhangi, chamar, kumar, ye sab. They got disgusted with this so called brahmins and so called controlling mentality, so called differentiating, demeaning, condemning. So all of them na felt ki is dharm mein apne ko koi dignity nahi hai. And there's opportunity धर्म. एज सुन एज दे बिकम बुद्धिस्ट, दे गॉट सोशल डिग्निटी एंड दे स्टार्टेड लुकिंग इन टू आईज विच दे वॉन्टेड टू एनी वे, बिकॉज यू आर, वी हैव कंडेम देम सो मच बिफोर, दे आर सो एंग्री, यू नो, दे हैव टू शो इन टू आईज, यू नो, हू द हेल आर यू, आई एम नॉट सो लाइक इक्वल टू यू ओनली, हू डू यू थिंक, आई हैव मनी नाउ, आई हैव एवरीथिंग. सो टू जस्ट गेन दैट लॉस्ट सोशल स्टेटस, दे वेंट टू डिफरेंट रिलीजन्स. And then another thing, why people left, why people became Christians, why people became Muslims, only because when I fall sick, nobody comes to help me. I want to marry my daughter and I am a poor fellow, I don't have any money, no one comes to help me. I am jobless, I am homeless, nobody comes to help me. So this whole thing they captured, these guys, they have this need and they are not helped by their community. This is a good opportunity for us to do something here. So they provided homes, they provided education, they provided medical help, they got your daughters married and they provided homes for you. So what is remaining in life? And what is the hesitation to wear a cross? What is the problem? Everything you have given me, my people didn't give me. I don't understand anything, like Annamaya Kosh. Today morning we understood. Annamaya Kosh is deprived of every single thing. Whoever fulfills the Annamaya Kosh is your boss, is your my bap. You have given me food, you have given me shelter, you have given medicine, you have got my daughter married, you have given me house, you have given job to me, and what else I want to in life? If you are just, after with all these things, you are requesting me just to wear a cross, just change my name. Who cares for the name here? I don't care for the name that my Hindu father and Hindu community has given. Who cares the Nagesh, Vishnu, Aman? I don't care. I don't mind becoming Joseph. Who cares? As long as I am getting food and shelter and sustenance and dignity as a human being, I don't mind. Who cares for the religion? That's how masses were converted. So we are responsible for that. That's why, nah, after some, I was like very poor in between. You know, many years we struggled like anything. And at some point of time, after maybe 25 years in Krishna consciousness and hospital, this, that, we came on our feet. Since then I have decided ki, help somebody, some Hindu specifically for education, pay his fees, do something for wedding of the daughter, do something, whatever, 5 rupees you have, give 5 rupees. Because that's how they can maintain themselves, na. Otherwise they are, people are ready, they meeting there in the bus stops. You go in the morning at bus stop, go sometimes, ghumte ghumte chale jao. Bachche log khade rehte bus stop pe bus pakadne ke liye, udhar tie wire pehen ke kuch aadmi khade rehte. And they ask the children, do you have any problem with fees? Any problem? Anybody sick at home? Okay, number lelo, contact us. And then they will reach home. And they will ask, anybody sick? Anybody's fees are required to be paid? Anybody is waiting to be done? Anybody has difficulty? Kuch problem hai to batao. Hum log karenge aapko. And then they actually do it. And then they say, hey, take this book, this prayer. Jesus is going to help you. No one is going to help you except Jesus. And Jesus is helping you through these people. So then start praying and they keep on saying one thing. Only Jesus can help you. Nobody is going to help you. And they are helping. So then you believe that Jesus is helping me. Nobody is helping me. There is nothing, no wrong, nothing wrong in converting. Suppose when you become proud of your religion, when your stomach is full, your family is settled, you are educated, you have respect, then you can talk about religion. Okay, I am Hindu, I want to maintain my Hinduism, I am Kattar Hindutvadi. All these things when your belly is full. People are asking, are you giving Bhagavad Gita free, but I don't have roti to eat. How will I read Bhagavad Gita? माझ्याकडे खायला अन्न नाही, मी गीता कुठे वाचू? तुमच्या गावात पाणी नाही येत आहे. म्हणजे मुलं इथे रस्त्यात फिरतात नागडी उघडी, त्यांना खायला अन्न नाही, प्यायला पाणी नाही, शिकायला शिक्षण नाही, राहायला घर नाही, सावकाराचं कर्ज झालेलं आहे. आणि तुम्ही म्हणता ही मुफत गीता घ्या आणि वाचा. अरे कुठे वाचू मी इथे? हाऊ विल आय रीड भगवद्गीता? सो दिस वी हॅव टू चेंज, वी हॅव नाव चेंज स्ट्रॅटेजी. वी आर गोईंग विथ गंगा जमुना सरस्वती. So that we give them education, sustainability, education, you know, lagu udyog, we sell their lamps, we sell their... Kadhi pon pon lamp, no question, tari pon lamp tumhi khaya vikat. You may not need the lamps, but just buy the lamps, because by those lamps, they will stand on their feet and people are preaching them, they'll become devotees. This is what I always tell Sachiparan Prabhu, ki har ek ghar pe, where you are doing cataract operation na, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ka sticker lagna chahiye. Because they put cross in everybody's house whenever they do something. I said, whenever you operate, na, make sure that you, in that house, there should be Bhagavad Gita given by you, free, and there should be one sticker of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, bold. So we have that, Pandharpur ka, Rukmini Vettel ka photograph, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra sticker on door. And then when you go to preach, go to each door which has Hare Krishna Mahamantra and call them and preach. Give them food and have a festival over there and tell them to come. You can't either throw philosophy, you know, and always quote shloka, and you are not this body. How you are not this body? You are this body. Unless the body is fulfilled, how can you go mind and intelligence? Ata apani te basun ka, how we can discuss philosophy and Krishna consciousness? Because our will is full. I don't have tension. Shyam ko kahan khana khaunga, kal kahan rahunga. I am assured that my khana, peena, wife, everybody is settled nicely. Now I can talk about philosophy and I can quote shloka and impress you. But if I am hungry, if my family member is dying, oh, and I don't have money to treat the family member, and I have to sell my house now to pay the medical fees, so I will not talk philosophy with you. I will see whether you can help me. And you will tell me, I am not going to help you, I don't have money, you stop meeting me. Then one day I will go to Christians and take the money and pour it across. Simple. Do the needful. This is a disgusting history of Vasai, which always agitates me. When I hear the story, I just tell anyone, I just get agitated. I said, I wish I could have met those Brahmins, I could have killed them actually. Because they have killed our religion today, just because of that. So point is, it's not enough just to become a devotee of Hare Krishna. We have to also rise to the cause and go to the root of situations. Not just, you know, I am chanting Hare Krishna, I eat Mahaprasad, I go to temple and I am very happy, I can distribute some books in December, and you go to Janmashtami and go to Gaur Purnima, eat Mahaprasad. It's not enough. Because thousands of people are deprived of these things and they are being exploited by people. I can't claim that I will claim everybody who is fallen, but whatever is in my capacity, I should do. Even if one person I save from getting converted, I feel my life is successful, because I'm not against Christianity, but I love my Hinduism. I love my own dharma. I may not hate you to love myself, na? I don't want to hate anybody to love my dharma. I love my dharma, so I want to maintain my dharma. That is how we have to understand. So we want to now develop Shraddhananda Hospital and the area as a holy place. People should visit that place to get nourishment spiritually. It's already a holy place, but it's like nobody knows about it, nobody talks about it. Nobody knows anything about it. So this program tomorrow is to, because they are such an open area, it is not such a big area, so people are also approaching them, ki, can we use for satsang, this pantha, that pantha, vagare vagare. So they are saying that, hey, we are giving that place to you, you are running our hospital, so your claim is first, you please take and do something over there. So since we have taken the hospital, since many times we are telling Vasai people, devotees are it, use that place, you know, hold your satsangs there, gather there, come together over there and do something over there. After long perusal, then this year, Gaur Purnima, they have decided we will establish here. That's why I am telling you, come there. It's not just that, you know, every time nahi hai, chutti milta ek din. No, just to, bolta na vocabulary usko, what do you call that? Apan aao tumcha varo, don't worry, we are also there, just to show the support. No. First of all, temple preachers will go where you organize things, na. You don't have a plan to organize and where they will go. Abhi, tomorrow the satsang is arranged. So I am going to speak, but I will not go alone to speak there. How will I go alone to speak there? Koi hai kya? Main aaya hoon idhar baat karne ke liye. Main bahut bada preacher hoon, main bahut bada lecturer hoon. I have come here. Anybody can come to listen to me. Aisa nahi ho sakta na. Then brahmachari will come. But there has to be a very intelligent preacher over there. Although we are burning with anger from within with this kind of stories, you have to speak very nicely and, you know, inspire people to become Hindus in reality, to become proud of being Hindu. What is our problem? We are not even proud of being Hindu. We are so compromised people. You know, we don't feel proud to wear dhoti or put tilak and, you know, celebrate Gudi Padwa. We don't feel proud to do that. We feel proud to today say Happy Hindu Year on 1st January. We don't feel proud on Gudi Padwa ki our New Year is coming. We don't proud to feel lamp on Deepavali and say Deepavali is our great festival. Dasara is our real festival. The full day muhurta, after Saadhe Din muhurta. We don't feel proud na. We have to learn to feel proud. Invigorate ourselves, not that feel ashamed to be Hindu. What is there? I keep such a big shikha. For ye kasa maida na? I know people are looking at me and some people are mocking at me. I don't care. I'll say, I'll keep a big shikha. And I'll tell that I'm a Hindu and I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. What is there? I'm proud of what I am. I'm not shy of what I am. I'm not hiding that, oh, shikha, abhi topi ke andar band karo usko. Or, haan, main abhi bahar ja raha hun, topi pehen ke jao. So, shikha ko usko andar chapa ke jao. Kyun? Kyun? First of all, we have to become proud of what we are. Then you can make people like you. If you are ashamed of what you are, then how you can make people like you? You don't have confidence within you, what you are doing is right or wrong. So be bold and be a devotee of Krishna and uphold the religion and help people who are suffering in your religion. There are enough people who will find genuine people, you help them. Then they will be grateful and they will not give up. And while giving the help, you tell them, chant Hare Krishna, take this prasad and come to temple. You will get free food. And festivals. We cannot forget this, you know. So with this mood of restoring our own faith, we are not here to do anything to anybody. Just restoring ourselves only. Apne koi zinda rakh rahe hain, bas kuch nahi kar rahe hain. That's why we are going there. Any questions on this Jwalanta Vichar? One minute, huh?